Enrico, when Claro asked you to come up with some advice for up-and-coming hairstylists, you said develop a style of your own.
That's right, Virginia, and I can't emphasize it too strongly.
Well, that sounds fine, but there are a few practicalities, aren't there, that come into every designer's life, whatever his field. The fashion designer works his own way for a certain kind of customer. He knows his work will be sold in the kind of stores such customers shop in. But what about the hairstylist? How can he gauge his special market?
Look around. Check your location. Are you in the middle of a suburban college town where women wear tweeds? Or is your salon dead center in a busy city? This makes a difference. The tweedy set is a casual group, and if they dress casually, chances are they want casual, natural-looking hairstyles, except for very special occasions. On the other hand, if your salon is located on the busiest street in a city, you'll have a lot more of the young business girls who read fashion magazines morning, noon, and night. Generally, they want the latest out of New York and Paris. So your general surroundings have a lot to do with the kind of work you do. Then there's your individual customer. Is she a weekly wash and set type, or a girl who drops in every other week for a trim? Is she a young woman who doesn't care how long a permanent wave lasts, just so it looks natural? Or someone who wants her money's worth? There's a lot of analyzing to do, and a little research doesn't hurt. Keeping up with the latest fashion magazines is important. Talking to each new customer to get an idea of her taste is also a good investment in time. All in all, there's no limit to what you can accomplish if you develop a style that has concrete market value in your location. And as my father, who just retired after 55 years as a hairdresser, said to me many years ago, "Enrico, the feet will get tired and you may never get rich, but you'll always eat." He was right. The fact is that a stylist, you, me, any one of us, has to create something new and wearable and then adapt it especially for every client. That's the proof. And as long as there are women who are women, they'll never replace us with a computer.
Oh, and that is a fact. This has been a fascinating session with Enrico Caruso, a hairdresser who knows for sure.